If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
Even though the Lord God designed a sacrificial system and outlined religious practices for his people, that no matter how expertly, no matter how many, it wasn't the sacrifice God wanted.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, if you have ever had kids, or if you have been a kid, and all of us have, or maybe a husband who just hasn't grown up, oops, I don't mean to step on toes, you have experienced the scenario when mom or dad, or maybe your wife, tells you, Johnny, please take out the garbage, go wash the dishes, go rake the leaves, go clean up your room, or one of many other instances. And then hours later, mom or dad or even the wife go and take a look at, yes, the overflowing trash, dishes piled high, leaves in the same place as before, their room still a mess, etc. So once again, mom or dad repeats the instruction, but with a little more emphasis. And the kids respond back, okay. But hours later, the kid is out of the house and the task is still not done. Well, there are numerous ways to respond to this blatant disobedience, some better than others. Yelling is what often happens, but that is not what will actually help, is it? Before you get too self-righteous about how you never did that or your kids were angels, let me remind you that there is another instance, in fact, our whole life, in which our treatment of our Heavenly Father mirrors this and many other instances just like it dramatically. We're going to talk about that today on Wings of the Morning, but right now, Patrick Ryan Clark reminds us that trying to get to God on our own merits just doesn't work. What was I fighting for?
I never liked surrender, thought I had the answers, too proud to ask for help, but you knew that my heart was dark like December, cold like the winter, until you pulled me to yourself. I was just out there searching, wasting my time believing I could be all I needed, prisoner of my own war. Then you showed me your glory, wrote me a brand new story. Love was right there before me. What was I fighting for? time believing I could be all I needed, prisoner of my own war. But then you showed me your glory, wrote me a brand new story. Love was right there before me. What was I fighting for? What was I fighting for?
Throughout the Bible, what the prophet Hosea says to Israel and Judah is repeated time and time again. He says in chapter 6, verse 6, "For I desire mercy, not sacrifice, and acknowledgement of God rather than burnt offerings." This was so important that Jesus repeated this twice, once when he was accosted for hanging around with tax collectors and sinners, and then when the Pharisees were going after his disciples again for picking grain on the Sabbath. But also, the prophet Samuel told Saul, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams." Isaiah gave God's charge this way: "Stop bringing meaningless offerings. Your incense is detestable to me." Through Jeremiah, God said that he didn't just give instructions on religious practices, but more importantly, a simple command: "Obey me." And before Hosea, there was Amos, and he spoke God's words this way: I despise your religious feasts. I cannot stand your assemblies, but let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream." Of course, then, what God said through Micah is to be brought up, and he says, "Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has showed you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God." Besides this quote from Micah, the words of Hosea, and then especially Jesus, are so well known. "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." It's so clear that, like disobedient children, the children of Israel certainly, but also certainly all of us, fail to follow even our words of devotion with action, with obedience. The New Testament follows the Old Testament's telling all of us, "There is none righteous, no, not one." As Paul said, "We have all sinned, fallen short of the glory of God." I think we got some inclination of the latter part of this phrase, that not sacrifice part. Each of the other passages running down, seemingly in the extreme, although when you consider that thousands of lambs and goats and doves and bulls were sacrificed at key times, maybe that's not such an extreme. That even though the Lord God designed a sacrificial system and outlined religious practices for his people, that no matter how expertly, no matter how many, it wasn't the sacrifice God wanted. And it makes sense especially that the God of heaven and earth had no desire for the extreme sacrifice of your own child, like so many perverted pagan religions carried out. How instructive, given that today, millions and millions of children are sacrificed in abortion centers, like so many altars to the gods of materialism, to satisfy our needs for convenience, material comfort, to supposedly ease a burden, to pursue our interests, but destroy another innocent person in the process. It is as ghoulish now as it was then. The Lord God desires no sacrifice. What does he desire? It says mercy. The word mercy has mostly one connotation for us today, that of actions taken to benefit a person when that person is in fact deserving punishment. The guilty desire mercy, not justice. Certainly also the notion of quitting aggression and giving mercy to the innocent is also common to our understanding. But the word in Hebrew here is the word chesed. I said it, chesed. Boy, it's a guttural sound, which has so many nuances, yet all boiled down to an understanding of this, the kind of love that God demonstrated in the sacrifice of God the Son, Jesus, death on the cross. In other words, a sacrificial love, an unconditional love that does not act superficially, but rather in depth. The Apostle John put it this way, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to do so for our brother. 1 John 3:16. Dear friend, if you are just going through the motions, or if you've been very religious in some other religion, or this religion, or even materialism, why don't you try something different? Give yourself to Jesus and see how he can change you from religion to real love. Why don't you do that for me, for yourself, for Jesus right now? Pray with me. Dear Jesus, I'm tired of trying to be good enough, successful enough, religious enough on my own. I can't. I just can't do it anymore. Please come in. Change me. Forgive me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-4663. That's 877-306-HOME. You can reach me at Sunday Breakfast Mission or online at sundaybreakfastmission.org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.